5 years ago, American James Faison could not imagine what he is doing today. Faison worked in the state of Florida as a lawyer for large companies until 2012, when he moved to Virginia to start a farm business. But now, instead of raising crops, he is raising the earnings of local farmers. Faison seems at ease with life on a farm. Members of his family have been farming for many years. When his grandparents died, he and his brothers and sisters inherited their farm. He says that began the process of trying to decide what they were going to do with it. 4 years ago, Faison left his job as a lawyer in Miami and returned to the family farm in Virginia. Slowly, he began to learn about the economic issues farmers face.
A lot of small farmers are struggling, and they're working very hard, but they're not able to derive the income from farming to sort of make it economically viable. The issue with agriculture in America is we only spend 6.8% of our income on food, which is the lowest in any industrialized nation. And so since we spend so little on food, we expect food to be inexpensive, which means in order to make a living doing it, you have to have really, really big volumes. And so having big volumes of anything can be very expensive in terms of having enough cattle, having enough hogs, or having enough infrastructure to support having those animals.
Faison said he met with several farmers who raise animals naturally. In other words, they do not give them hormones, antibiotics, or steroids. After the meetings, Faison created a company called Milton's Local, named for his grandfather. Today, his workday is very different from his work as an attorney. Milton's Local markets and transports all natural meat from local farms to stores and restaurants. Faison says the company helps farmers increase their earnings, supports the local economy, and satisfies the buyers of these meat products.
When you're eating locally, you're able to sort of support that farmer who raised it, you support that store who sold them the feed, where you're keeping more dollars in your community. The other part, I think, is people are really concerned about what's being put into animals. So I think about 73% of all antibiotics used in the U.S. are used on animals. So that's a really big problem, especially in terms of antibiotic resistance. So I think that both movements will continue to grow, and hopefully we'll be able to grow with them.
Milton's Local products are sold at Mom's Organic Market in Arlington, Virginia. Chris Wolf is the head of the store. He says it and other stores like it seek to sell all-natural, organic products. Milton's Local products have been sold at the Arlington store for more than a year. People like the products, not just because they are natural, but because they come from local farms.
The farm is growing because we are demanding more, because our customers are demanding more.
That is good news for James Faison. He now works with more than 30 small farms in Virginia and North Carolina. He hopes Milton's Local will expand, become more profitable, and help more small farmers. I'm Jill Robbins.